Hi, I'm Lindsay Grogene, and this is KRCU's Exposition. This is a show where we dive into the arts, music, and culture of Cape Girardeau and its surrounding areas. Today, we're speaking with Hillary Peterson, the dance program coordinator at Southeast, and adjunct dance faculty Lauren Jones about an upcoming aerial dance performance at the River Campus, Warped, performed by the Paper Doll Militia. Hello, Lauren and Hillary.
Hello, Lindsay.
Hello.
The Paper Doll Militia is coming to Cape Girardeau to the River Campus, and they have earned a reputation of being pioneers in original circus theater. Tell me what original circus theater is.
Sure. Well, circus theater incorporates a lot of different elements, and it definitely incorporates circus elements that people should be used to in terms of acrobatic work and things like that. But it also incorporates performance and really theatrically driven performance where they're telling a story. So it'll all give you kind of a theme around a story as well as incorporate the traditional circus arts that you're used to and some new things that you will see.
Now, they tend to create their own apparatuses for their performances. So usually you'll see an apparatus that you've never seen before that they've worked on, which makes it really unusual, rather than the traditional silks or traditional trapeze. And this one, they've made a gear out of a clock that I don't know how they're hanging off of it.
What?
I'm kind of waiting to see this one. So the clock is a part of their aerial apparatus this time around. And so it'd be very interesting to see what happens with this particular show.
Performance, wow. Mm-hmm. Where all have they performed? They're an international company. What big stages have they performed on?
Sure. So they've performed mainly in Scotland, where it's part of their home base. And then they tend to perform on the East Coast and then on the West Coast. So they've performed in Atlanta as a big hub for them. And then they've performed in New Orleans. They've performed in Seattle and Los Angeles. So coming to the Midwest is really a big deal for this area and for the company as well, to really have the opportunity to spread what they do to a different area.
I'm guessing this is one of the few times they've been in the Midwest?
Yes, they've performed in Chicago in the past, but I think this is really one of
the first time they'll be down in this area of of the
Great.
Country.
Mm-hmm. Great. So. And so what can the audience expect in this performance? It sounds a little bit different.
Yeah, I think with Warped, similar to what I said before in terms of what the circus elements are, they're also going to, obviously, audiences will see aerial arts and not what they maybe have seen before. So if they've come to one of our dance performances before or to the summer festival, they've seen really quality aerial arts, but this is going to be completely different. So they're using similar apparatuses that they've seen, so silks, rope, and they're so phenomenal at the art form that they're doing things on these apparatuses that I can't imagine doing, and I do aerial arts. And so it's really fantastic. They're so strong, but also very innovative. And it takes a lot of artistic work, but as well as sort of skill-based work to be able to perform these elements. So people are really going to see some beautiful dancing, acrobatic work, contortionism, but also some really familiar apparatuses performed in new and innovative ways.
All right. And so the aerial program is a little newer at Southeast, correct?
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the first touring companies that are coming into Southeast.
Yes.
That's pretty exciting.
Yes.
Great. And so how do they connect with their audience?
Well, they use a lot of physical theater to pull the audience into what their storytelling is. So I think they connect on that level quite frankly, very easily. And just through their use of body language and facial expressions. They do a lot, like I said, a lot of physical theater, so you can very readily tell what's happening and follow their storyline. So I think that draws the audience in versus something so esoteric that you don't have any idea what's happening.
This is a collaboration between the Jean-Anne Larson-Dobbins Conservatory and the touring company. So how will both be incorporated?
I think the collaboration really started when Lauren brought this idea to me to bring in the company, and then figuring out how we can really make this work so that it benefits not only our students, but the company at large and the work that they do in promoting that. So the students will be working backstage. We have 6 dance students who will be helping the performance run, and that's extremely valuable, and the show couldn't happen without them. And so those students will really experience this from the backstage perspective and see how the performers are working through the piece and get that exposure that way. And then the conservatory is obviously providing the marketing and helping to promote the show. And then the students will benefit from masterclasses that these performers will then teach. So they're performers and teachers. And I think that's really great that they're willing to come in and not only perform for audiences, but to then give what they have in terms of aerial arts knowledge to our students.
Do you all have masterclasses often with the conservatory?
We do. We have a lot of outside masterclasses. That's one of the things that we promote to a lot of prospective students and current students, that we bring in outside guest artists. And that's a very, very important part of our program and training for these students. And so being able to bring in a guest artist in aerial, usually in the past our guest artists are contemporary or ballet, and so bringing in an aerial guest artist is really, really valuable to these students and to the program.
So is this company privately or publicly funded?
Well, this particular show is being funded through the National Performance Network and the Visual Artists Network, also in their co-commission with Seven Stages out of Atlanta.
And so what are the dates for this performance?
The date is Friday, March 1st at 7:30 p.m.
Well, thank you all so much. I really appreciate having
You're
you
welcome.
In.
Thank you, Lindsay.
We've been speaking with Hillary Peterson and Lauren Jones about an aerial dance performance coming to Southeast River Campus. For KRCU, I'm Lindsay Grogene. To hear this interview again, visit our website at krcu.org or subscribe to the Exposition podcast on iTunes. Thanks for listening.